David said, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul, so that I could show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now there was a servant of the house of Saul, whose name was Ziba, and they summoned him to David. And the king said to him, are you Ziba? And he said, I am your servant. Then the king said, is there no one remaining of the house of Saul to whom I could show the kindness of God? And Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan, one who is disabled in both feet. So the king said to him, where is he? And Ziba said to the king, behold, he is in the house of Mesher, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. David sent messengers who brought him from the house of Mesher, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and prostrated himself. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he said, here is your servant. Then David said to him, do not be afraid, for I will assuredly show kindness to you for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you yourself shall eat at my table regularly. Again he prostrated himself and said, what is your servant that you should be concerned about a dead dog like me? Then the king summoned Saul's servant Ziba and said to him, everything that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. You and your sons and your servants shall cultivate the land for him, and you shall bring in the produce so that your master's grandson will have food to eat. Nevertheless, Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall eat at my table regularly. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba said to the king, in accordance with everything that my lord the king commands his servant, so your servant will do. So Mephibosheth ate at David's table as one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name in his two feet.